start to speculate with stock, but can also lose all their asset. Then we were anticipating that there is a digital identity, which is also used for voting, and this has a certificate. Then this MobCom was used also for traffic optimization, that the car is finding a good way through the traffic and that you are oriented for train connections. And then we turned nearby, that the specialists meet today. And what was the scenario more in detail? You know, the World Economic Forum, I think it's really well known. They meet once in Switzerland per year. And in September 12, there was informed that there will be such a conference in Switzerland. We are in October 2004, still half a year before the exercise. Citizens with no IT knowledge are on the losing side, and they made two initiatives to have equal opportunities, the one which know IT and the one which don't know IT, and that you have an economical control of the state. And then in minute 4:45, the votes on the initiative do not correspond to the prediction. And Switzerland was astonished, and also the international community was astonished. Then a good month before the meeting, all finance has liquidity problem because of derivative day trading. You know, that was real in 2008. We were using this as a 2001 in our 2001 scenario. Then June 5, reputation of Switzerland suffers because of inadequate protection of cyberspace. International studies reports neglected IT security efforts in Switzerland. So with this part of the scenario, we could connect and make a buy-in to the politician that IT security is not only an issue of a single individual and of a company, it's also an issue of the marketing of the nation of Switzerland. And then June 12, manipulated election of the initiative mentioned before. Paper-based vote were as expected, and the electronic were different and created the result, which was just vice versa than it was assumed. Then minute 6, websites down, all government websites down, and Switzerland is no more reachable, and it goes further that the economic conference starts and that the airline control system went out of business, and the traffic guidance system went out of order as well, and people couldn't go to the conference and couldn't fly in, and a real mess happened. And then the analysis started, and they had to find out what is at the moment running in this scenario and react on these injects we have given. I can show you a little bit of the movie. Do you give me a couple more minutes?
Yeah, I can have a couple more minutes since we started late. So we are sort of
ready. Yeah, I know. But I think it's just nice to see. Yeah, I will you to do the same today. It's difficult to be as precise as we were.
Ausgelöst durch Störungen in der Schweizer Informationsinfrastruktur soll bereit sein, auf weitere Vorkommnisse während der Konferenz zu reagieren. Willkommen an der Informa 2001.
Why it does not run? So, probably one of the...
Meine Damen und Herren, ich begrüße Sie. Wir melden yeah. uns zu einer Sondersendung zur prekären Verkehrslage im Groß...
Why we did this? Or we realized that politicians and higher level management doesn't really read still a lot. They are used to newspaper and to news. And when we were doing the scenario, we made a newspaper, a daily newspaper in the exercise. It was a 4-day exercise with 200 people, CEOs of the companies and politicians. And we had every morning news like this one here. So this was part of the scenario that it looks as real as possible.
Zürich und zu den Entwicklungen rund um die internationale Wirtschaftskonferenz. Heute Morgen um 8 Uhr haben Aktivisten die Bahnleitzentrale im Bahnhof Zürich besetzt.
Railway Station Zürich is occupied.
Der Schienenverkehr kam damit zum Stillstand. Aufgrund des herrschenden Verkehrschaos auf den Straßen rund um Zürich verzögerte sich die Gegenaktion der Polizei. Ohne Widerstand haben sich die Aktivisten ergeben. Der Leiter der Bahnleitzentrale geht davon aus, dass der Schienenverkehr am Mittag wieder voll operativ ist. Wie bereits berichtet, ist gestern Abend auch Eurocontrol, das System zur Luftraumüberwachung, zeitweise ausgefallen. Nach wie vor kämpfen die Ingenieure zusätzlich mit den Ausfällen des Traffic Management Systems. Zusammen mit den verantwortlichen Softwareentwicklern und dem Bundesamt für Verkehr suchen sie seit 2 Tagen fieberhaft nach den Ursachen für diese Ausfälle. Trotz ausgedehnter Tests traten am letzten Sonntag nach der geplanten Aktualisierung der Software unvorhergesehene Probleme auf. Das Bundesamt für Verkehr hat deshalb gestern das System deaktiviert. In der Folge kam es heute Morgen im Grossamt Bern und in Zürich wieder zu Rekordstaus. Die internationale Wirtschaftskonferenz in Zürich, die heute Morgen um 10 Uhr beginnt, leidet erheblich unter den prekären Verkehrsverhältnissen. Verschiedene Teilnehmerinnen und Teilnehmer erreichen das Konferenzhotel nicht rechtzeitig. Gemäß dem Pressesprecher konnten gestern Abend rund 50 Teilnehmerinnen und Teilnehmer gar nicht nach Zürich-Kloten gelangen. Ihr Handy hat sich zu einem sogenannten MOCOM, zu einem multifunktionalen Endgerät, weiterentwickelt. Es ist für Sie mobiles Bildtelefon, Organizer, Zahlungsterminal und Browser in einem. Ihre persönlichen Daten... Ihre Geschäfte tätigen Sie heute mehrheitlich auf einem der über 100 digitalen E-Business-Märkte. Einen Bankschalter gibt es in Ihrer näheren Umgebung nicht mehr. Den gesamten Zahlungs- und Versicherungsverkehr erledigen Sie über Ihr MOCOM. Sie kennen Leute, die über Ihr MOCOM direkt am Börsenhandel teilgenommen und auf das schnelle Geld gehofft haben und zu Sozialfällen geworden sind. sind Sie, wie wir hoffen, rechtzeitig hier angekommen. Die aktuellen Ereignisse haben dieses Zusammentreffen von Informatikexperten notwendig gemacht. Hier noch einmal die wichtigsten Meldungen der jüngsten Zeit in einer kurzen Zusammenfassung.
Okay. So the last 30 minutes of this semester, so you just have to keep awake for 30 more minutes for this to finish this. Today we started with a guest lecture, and now we're already in the wrap up of the course. So this will focus more on questions you may have about the exam, about the grading, about the how I do the balancing of the points when I do the grading of the project works and the exam. Sorry, I see there's a typo here. It's not the 27th of May. It's the 24th of May. Very crucial thing to not miss out on. And then I prepared an extra long Kahoot quiz today with 20 questions, so that will also be a kind of test for you to see if you remember all the different things we've been through, because I've picked questions from all over the syllabus for this Kahoot quiz. It might be a bit more challenging than usual, because usually it's the thing I've already been through that I've been taking questions about in the quizzes. So here's the correct date about the exam. It's the 24th of May. I don't know if it's going to be in the morning or in the afternoon. You have to check this yourself. I hope there's no conflict for you. It's 3 hours exam. There are two different exams, one for the bachelor students and one for the master students. And this is a bit crucial for you to know about, because I had once a confusion where a student didn't take the correct, they thought they were taking the master, or they thought they were signed up for bachelor, but they were actually master, or the other way around, and there was some confusion at the exam. So you know, you have two different course numbers according to if you're signed up for the bachelor or for the master student. So just make sure that you take the correct exam, because they are a little bit different. Question? It's in the afternoon. Okay, so you checked it. Okay, good. But you yourself pay attention to if there are any changes for that. I won't be here present at the exam, but there will be a phone number. So I will be on call in case there are any emergencies, like problems with the text or translation or anything. I will be available. Just contact the student counselors or the exam people that are responsible for the administration of the exam. So how should you prepare for the exam? On Fronter, there's a list that is quite detailed with the syllabus, and that's where I will what I will use when I create the exam questions. And I would highly recommend that you look into the review questions, which is in after every chapter in the course textbooks. These are really good questions that you can ask yourself, or you can study together with some friends and ask each other these questions to see if you have understood the most important content in each chapter of the book. And also, you can review the lecture presentations. All the slides are available, and also all the recordings are available. I haven't looked through them myself, so I cannot guarantee the full audio visual quality of all the recordings, but they should be on Fronter. Not on Fronter, but on the forelesninghig.no page. And also, I will link to all the Kahoot quizzes and make every quiz public, so that you can rehearse by doing the Kahoot quiz too. And of course, previous exams is a very good way of practicing, preparing for the exam. All the previous exams are available on the Fronter page, and also with the solutions. So that's a very good way of preparing. Because I will prepare the exam in the same structure as I've done previously. So there's no surprises on how the exam will look like if you compare it with the previous exams. Of course, the questions will be different, but the overall structure will be the same. So if you look into previous exams, you will feel a bit, maybe have some more confidence that you can recognize the way the exam is structured and how you should spend your time, because 3 hours is not a lot of time. So it is in three parts. So the first part is a multiple choice exam, where you have questions with the only one correct answer, with the four different options. And if you answer correctly, you get 2 points. If you answer incorrectly, you get 0 points. I tried once to give negative points for incorrect answers, but that was kind of it was a very big penalty in the end, because some students ended up with almost 0 points because they sort of took a strategy where they were guessing some questions, and that was not really good for the overall outcome. So I decided to not be punishing you by giving negative points. That means that your strategy should be to answer all of the multiple choice questions. Okay? And it's also because I didn't want the most risk-averse students to end up not daring to answer any questions. So, yeah. The second part is short questions that should be answered in sentences, but not too long. So it's a limit of like half a page of text that I want you to answer, not write too much on each question. But these are more standard exam questions. And then there's a third part, which is only for the master students, where they will get to choose between different topics and write a short essay. And this essay is supposed to be 3 to 4 pages, and will be graded with the same type of grading as I use for their project work grading. So for the bachelor students, there are more questions in part two, and there are fewer questions for the master students, but then they have the part three, which will take some time. So you should set aside enough time to be able to write a short essay during that period. Any questions about the structure of the exam? Yeah.
Will there be any questions from the exam that will be covered in the lecture slides?
There will be mostly questions from the lecture slides. That's true. But some of the there can be a couple of questions that is in the syllabus but has not been that thoroughly covered in the lectures. But if you stick to what's been covered in the lectures, that's what will be most probably on the exam. But I cannot guarantee that all the questions have been like that. I've been discussing all aspects of that. There need to be some questions that are sort of aimed at the students that are really covered all of the reading. If that's answering your question. Yeah. Okay. For the grading, I will use the scale that is common for whole of NTNU. So it's based on the points that you get, and the points are clearly indicated on the exam, so you know how many points is maximum. And then I will use this scale for the grading. And then you might ask, how do you combine this with the project works? And this is a very simple formula. So since the project work is 50% of the grade, I'll come to that. This is the grading scale the way that points are giving to the project works. So we'll actually have points also that are converted to grades for the project work. But that grade is not really counted. It's the points that go into the equation when you get the final grade. So I had some questions about this, so that's why I'm explaining that in detail. So I will take the points from the project work grading and the points from the exam and put them into this simple equation. Okay? That means that it could be that you have got, let's say, if you go back to the scale, let's say that you get a C on your project work, and you also, let's say you get a B for project work, but you get a C for your exam, and then when those two are combined, you might end up on a B or a C, depending on how many points you got. So for some students, you might be in a situation where you get a B on the project work, but then you actually get a C for the whole subject because you didn't get enough points to actually get the average score up to... Did that make sense? Yeah. So that's why I'm using the points and not the grade to make it more easy or more distributed. Okay. So I really want you all to succeed. Good luck with the exam and with the preparation. You have 1 month now to prepare, so you should have plenty of time to repeat and practice and try to join with your friends and practice together and maybe play the Kahoot quizzes for each other the last few days to just check that you have those covered. So that's why I also prepared a large Kahoot quiz, which I will switch to now.
Will there be an appropriately large prize?
So actually today I had so many technical problems and the change of classroom that I didn't have time to get your prize. So today is no chocolate, I'm sorry. So the prize is honor. And your confidence in seeing that you can actually get a good grade at the exam. So yeah, there's honor and recognition today. So I will switch to the Kahoot quiz. Maybe we should have some sound as well. I'm always excited to see if there are some online followers that also join. Everyone in? Okay? So we should start. Good luck and hope that the best student wins. Name three key downtime metrics. Downtime metrics. Wow, that's great. 10 had the correct answer. So it's a close race. OMS is in the lead. Do you remember backup techniques? That was the remote journaling. Maybe you should refresh that. LM is in the lead now. What type of IDPS makes use of a clipping level? Anomaly based? Most of you knew that? Still close? Which of these actions is not a containment, eradication, or recovery action? Reporting the incident. Okay, it looks like you also need to repeat this a little bit. Which of these CSERT services is a proactive service? That's the technology watch. So OMS is racing ahead. What is an example of an atomic indicator? So all the others are derived, so it's the IP address. In what phase in the intrusion kill chain model is antivirus a useful course of action? When the virus is trying to install itself. What type of intrusion detection prevention system is most suitable for processing encrypted data? The one that's running in the application, because on the network it's a bit hard to detect the encrypted data. It's still pretty close, so everyone has a chance. Which of these incident indicators is an example of a definite indicator? That's the use of dormant accounts. Most of you got that correct. and we still have OMS in the lead, but it's LM is catching up. So we're halfway through. Which of these is tools is not a network intrusion detection prevention system? So NMAP, that's for scanning network. So close. Which of these protocols are commonly misused in reflective DDoS attacks? Which of these tools would be most useful for analyzing a PCAP file? Great. Which of these is not a good example of methods for collecting BR data? The sessions controlled by managers is sometimes not the best way of doing this. So you have a new leader on the scoreboard, but still a lot of questions. Which team should be in charge of resuming operations at an alternate site? The business continuity team. Right. Which site reception strategy is the most expensive? That's the mirror site. It's even hotter than the hot site. Which of these is typical infection vectors for APT malware? Spear phishing is very typical. Three more questions. Which of these protocols can be misused in DDoS attacks? I think I saw a similar question. So, all of these. So that's the simple one. Okay, two more questions and then we have a winner. Which of these malwares cause physical damage? So, probably heard about Stuxnet plenty of times. So we have LM in the lead, but still possibility of another winner. What is a good strategy for detecting that your network is compromised? All of these can be correct. And of course, there's a lot of other things you can do. But the point here is you have a problem often with the intruders being inside of your network for a long time. So you should focus on detecting them inside. Okay, so the final question. And we have a close race at the scoreboard. What attack vector was used in the hacking team breach? Wow, yeah. A lot of you actually knew it was the embedded device. At least that's what is claimed by the claimed hacker. Okay, so let's see who wins. It's LM. Who is LM? Ah. So Noah had big expectations that you will get an A at the exam. So good luck with that, and good luck to everyone. I will still be around here for some minutes if you want to come and personally ask me something. And if not, have very good rest of the semester. And I hope to see you again when you're out in working on incident response and becoming maybe incident responders in the future. So best of all with the future for all of you. And it was great having you as students this semester. Okay. Thanks.